Thanks. First of all, thanks for the invitation that I can represent my city and show you the ongoing developments in my city and showing why we have to face the housing challenges in my city as well. First of all, since Debrecen is not so well known as, for example, Glasgow, some words about Debrecen. Debrecen is the second largest city in Hungary. About 450,000 inhabitants, 1 million inhabitants in the commuting area, and we are the second largest city in Hungary. It is situated in the, at the eastern part of the country. Why we have to face these massive challenges, housing challenges, is that in the past 10 years we were quite successful to attract new investments in our city. The new BMW, brand new BMW plant is being built in my city. The Neue Klasse will be built there, and a CATL battery plant will be built in my city, which will be the biggest battery factory all around Europe. So therefore, 10 years ago we had about 160 hectares industrial land. Now we have 1,600, so 10 times more, which also affected the real estate market, obviously. This chart shows the investors. Altogether, we could create 20,000 new jobs in my city and 12 billion euro foreign direct investment, which was a massive influx in the recent years. So, after the new jobs, we have to count on about 35,000 new inhabitants in my city, because the previously settled down industry has also growing, also is growing, and we have to expect, as I've mentioned, more than 20,000 new employees in my city. There is a thumb rule, which means that we have to multiply the number of the employment with 1.59, and via this way we can calculate about 56,000 new inhabitants in my city. Obviously, the employees will bring their relatives together, and therefore we have to count on more people than the employment itself. So, seeing the situation, we have to build up about 25,000 new apartments, which is a major challenge for us, because in the recent years there were not so rapid real estate developments in my city, so I have to admit that the real estate market couldn't follow, couldn't keep up the step with the economic development in Debrecen. And how we tackle this issue? First of all, the prices. The red line shows the market price in Budapest, which is the capital in Hungary. And the yellow line shows the real estate prices in my city, Debrecen, which shows that in 2018 the gap was 89%, and now it's only 18%. So it shows clearly that the prices went up very rapidly and fairly high. So, first of all, I have to admit that a municipality is not a real estate developer. We think that it should be solved by the market, but we have to foster those steps. So we have to designate those areas where real estate developments can be executed. Second step is that the municipality's responsibility is to create the necessary infrastructure like electricity, sewage, and water network. And on top of that, obviously, we also thought about the rental housing program of the municipality, and we would like to initiate a new program focusing on the young talents coming to our city. This slide shows what we have done in the recent years. We designated those areas where new real estate developments can be launched in the coming years. And obviously, we offer these opportunities for real estate developers. Next week, I will travel to Munich to offer these opportunities at Real Expo in Munich. The second step is to develop the sewage water network and the water network. Obviously, we could make some lobby and create this infrastructure from the state budget, which is a must. Third is the rental housing program. We had already an existing rental housing program, consisted of 2,900 apartments. Partly it goes for those who are in need, but partly goes for those who can afford higher prices as well in respect of the rental fee. And we are thinking about a new program. Actually, we are in the middle of the implementation, which is called Phoenix Housing Program. We would like to collaborate with the new employers in the city, involving them in that program. We would like to split the market rental fee into three pieces. The first piece will be covered by the municipality itself. The second part will be covered by the employer. We had important negotiations with the employer that it is obviously a hurdle in front of us for in front of the further growth of the city, and obviously they have to count on new employees in the city, and they have to also sacrifice some financial resource to help us in that respect. And this only the third part of the market rental fee will be covered by the employee. This is how it looks like. The time is up, but I'm ready to answer all of the questions via email, which can be shown on this slide. Thank you for your attention.